4. History. We've talked about Roman mythology, which was adopted from Greek mythology when the Romans took over Greece. So, the Romans basically worshipped the same deities as the Greeks, but changed their names, right? There were various deities like Jupiter, who was known as Zeus to the Greeks, and the Roman god Mars, who was Ares in Greek mythology. I won't name them all right now, but basically you should remember that the gods were typically associated with natural occurrences and other phenomena, kind of as a way to explain things that people saw around them. One example is this. In order to explain the movement of the sun across the sky, Romans believed, as did the Greeks, that a god rode a chariot across the sky, carrying the sun from east to west each day. This god the Romans named Sol, which is where we get the word sun. Anyway, what was the state religion of the Roman Empire, before Christianity was established, that is? As the empire expanded, the Romans came into contact with foreign people with different beliefs. Remember, the Roman Empire was huge. At its peak, it included all the countries around the Mediterranean Sea and much of northern Europe as well. So, the Romans encountered a lot of different cultures. Now, the state generally tolerated the people's beliefs in the other regions, so long as they didn't interfere with the power of the state. Before we begin talking about the Roman cults, I want you to understand that the term cult, as we are using it here, does not have the same negative connotation that it has today. We are simply talking about worship. The foreign cults of Rome were groups that did not worship the deities that were the norm in Rome. The foreign cults worshipped different deities. Over time, some of these gods and goddesses were incorporated into the Roman religion, while others were suppressed. So, what began as tolerance for other religious beliefs led to the gradual incorporation of some aspects of those other belief systems. Some of the more well-known deities of the foreign cults included Isis and Mithras. Isis was the Egyptian goddess of fertility and motherhood. Mithras was the Persian sun god who emphasized strength and courage in the battle of good and evil. These are two examples of deities who were accepted into Roman mythology. Sometime around the 4th century, things changed in the Roman Empire. The cults related to all the various gods pretty much disappeared in Rome. Christianity became the new state religion. It had been gaining in popularity up to that time, but it was still in competition with the earlier cults. Christianity became the official religion of Rome under the emperor Theodosius. At this time, all other forms of worship were banned, and as such, the other cults either disappeared or were practiced in secrecy. It is interesting to note, however, that quite a few elements of worship from these earlier faiths were incorporated into Christianity. Perhaps this was done in order to appeal to a wider range of people. For example, the standard day of worship for Jews, I mean those Jews who became known as Christians, their day of worship was the Sabbath, the last day of the week. But this day of worship for Christians shifted from the seventh day of the week to the first day, Sunday, which is named for Sol, the god we were talking about earlier, who, by the way, was the most important deity in the Roman pantheon. Another example of a borrowed tradition is the use of evergreen boughs and trees to decorate the home in winter. This was a long-standing tradition among many cultures to celebrate the winter solstice and the return of the sun's strength. Today's tradition of a decorated Christmas tree is a direct descendant of those earlier practices. And while we're on the topic of Christmas, there is the interesting choice of December 25th as the celebration of Jesus' birth. This was also the traditional day on which the earlier Roman cult celebrated the birthday of Mithras. To recap then, the rulers of the ancient Roman Empire allowed foreign religions, including Christianity, to exist as long as they did not interfere with their power. During the first few centuries AD, Christianity became more and more popular in the empire, and in the 4th century, it became Rome's official religion by decree of then-Emperor Theodosius. In order to gain acceptance from a wide base of the Roman population, Christianity adopted many aspects of other predominant religions of the time. Number 1. What is the topic of the lecture? Number 2. What is the main idea of the talk? Number 3. How does the professor emphasize his point about Christianity's appeal to the Romans? Number 4. Why does the professor say this? Before we begin talking about the Roman cults, I want you to understand that the term cult, as we are using it here, does not have the same negative connotation that it has today. We are simply talking about worship.